This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And verse 3 said, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?" Doesn't God know everything we've done? He sure does. He doesn't need a computer program. He doesn't need an app on his phone. He knows everything about you from beginning to end. And David says, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of my sins, O Lord, who could stand?" What does that mean? God chooses not to remember. That's what happens. It doesn't mean God is incapable of remembering. It doesn't mean he doesn't have the capacity or the wherewithal to do it. He just chooses, decides not to remember. How unlike you or me. A lot of us are scorekeepers. You may be married to a scorekeeper. You may have a child who's a scorekeeper. You may have a parent who's a scorekeeper. What do I mean by that? They can tell you everything you've done for the last 27 years and a half. And they've got it down. And some people are good at rehearsing other people's sins, but they have amnesia when it comes to remembering their sins. But they've got total recall of your sins. Total 100% recall. And David says, "If you, Lord, kept a record, I couldn't even stand up." And verse 4 is a verse that somebody came to hear today, and I really mean that, not melodramatically, but truthfully. "But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared." Have you ever thought about a reason to fear the Lord is because he forgives you? I fear the Lord because he can forgive me. I want you to write down three things about sin and forgiveness from Stephen J. Cole, an author. He says, number one, we need to call sin, sin. We need to call sin, sin. We don't explain it away as a faulty coping technique due to dysfunctional family background. You ever blamed stuff going on in your life because of a dysfunctional family background? I think everybody does. Everybody's dysfunctional. Every family's dysfunctional to a certain extent. And I really mean that. I don't mean that sarcastically. Every family is. Who is completely functional in life at all? We're human. We're frail. We have frailties as human beings. So we call sin, sin. We don't excuse it as a weakness or just my human nature. We say the most important words that a man or woman in this room could ever say, perhaps, "Lord, I have sinned against you. Lord, I have sinned against you." The sooner we confess, the sooner we experience God's blessing. Number two, we see sin as serious. We not only call sin, sin, we see sin as serious. The closer you get to the Lord and thus see sin from his perspective, the more serious you will see it. Why is it serious? Because sin put Christ on the cross. That's why. I didn't say this in both services, but think about, not as a guilt trip, but think about what you've laughed at watching television the last month. You've laughed at stuff on television that wouldn't be funny if it was your husband. You've laughed at stuff on television that wouldn't be funny if it was your wife, if it was your son, your daughter, your father, your mother, your brother or sister, because as I often say, sin loses its sense of humor when it involves somebody you love. Sin loses its sense of humor when it involves someone you love. We need to see sin as serious. Sin always causes damage. Remember that. Sin always causes damage. Damage to the name of Christ. It causes damage to others in the family. And it causes damage to me. It erects a barrier between us and God and between us and our fellow human beings. We take sin seriously. Now, thirdly, this may surprise you. We need to take forgiveness seriously.
We'll continue tomorrow with this thought on Cross Hope, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.